This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. I do have a little side trip I need to make. It's so fascinating to be back involved with childcare.
And this is an all-in move on America.
Stop it. It's so fascinating to be back involved with childcare and see it from the perspective of young parents. So, Springfield Public Schools, of course, has...
make this into a permanent...
Look at this! Stop it!
Yeah.
And we are dealing with Springfield Public Schools in light of the fact that we have a little autistic child who is not potty trained yet. Okay, well, he's autistic. He's only six, you know? And he was almost potty trained, and then they stuck him on the toilets at Pleasant View School that are apparently really loud, and for other autistic children, they actually put headphones on them because the toilets are so loud. They didn't do that for Aiden, and Dustin said after he was at school for a couple of days, Aiden would just come home and just scream whenever his dad was trying to put him on the toilet. Okay, so we have that problem, so he's not potty trained. So there's this program called Sparks that is before school and after school. Okay, great. But for some reason, Sparks won't change diapers. So now, what would a single person supposed to do if they were working a 12-hour shift trying to support their family and they had an autistic child that was almost potty trained and the school system caused there to be a problem so he wasn't potty trained anymore and now Sparks won't change a diaper? So anyways, I'm going by there to pick up Aiden. So this is going to be quick. This is going to be quick. Everything's great with the writing. Watching Aiden gives me a lot of time to actually do the thing. So that's all fine. Working on costumes. I actually had some pieces for my costume for Tell a Fairy Tale Day come in today. So we get to make some more progress on that. So that's good. We're closing the year tonight, supposedly for cash receipts. And supposedly they're closing for missions tomorrow. And it's a rush, hurry. And I told him I'm not in on Fridays, but other guys are there. And I told him if there's a problem, I'm not there till noon. So we'll just see how that all goes. I'm sure it'll be fine. God has been good. God has been kind to us. I'm sure it'll be fine. Just as a quick little topic, there was something that came up. I was listening to a podcast that was talking to a particular lawyer. And he had been mentioned in a New York Times article, and I looked up the article, and the title on the article, I saw it with my own two eyes, was something like, Trump's lawyer files a petition to discontinue, something like that, the polio vaccine. Okay, well, people are freaking out about this. Okay, they're freaking out about this. And the lawyer was talking on this podcast, and he said, okay, first of all, or it wasn't Trump's lawyer, it was Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s lawyer files petition to stop distribution of the polio vaccine. That was the New York Times title. I read it. It was something very similar to that. And they were talking to this lawyer, and he said, well, first of all, I did not file this petition on behalf of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It's for this other organization that I've filed a lot of petitions for. And he said, second of all, there's six different polio vaccines. And all we said in this petition was not that they would stop the polio this particular polio vaccine altogether. We were questioning their testing practices, and we were asking them to stop distributing it to children. Because apparently, to prove the efficacy of this vaccine with the troubling component that it had, they had done safety testing for like 3 days. I mean, it just gets to be absurd. Because pharmaceutical companies cannot be sued for vaccines. And it's just absurd. They're like 3 days. Oh, yeah, it's fine. Go ahead. Do it. Yeah, but so, in other words, this headline is way off. It gives completely the wrong impression. But people will click on this headline. And that's really the whole point of what the New York Times is trying to do. They're trying to send all these mixed messages so that you'll click on this and that you'll subscribe because you just have to read this article. And, you know, the basic question that I had when I was listening to this is, honestly, at the end of the day, I'm not that appalled that the headline is so deceptive, because after the couple of years that we've had with COVID and all that kind of stuff, this kind of deception doesn't surprise me at all, okay? Because everybody is just trying to get clicks. And the fact is, the advertising well has dried up for big things like the New York Times, and they run on subscriptions. And the only way you can read articles is if you put in your name and subscribe. So their job is to write a headline that will make you click and then make you at least sign up for free articles so they can then try to convert you over to a subscription. So that's the game. That's what they're trying to do. Now, you know, as part of that then, here's just a really quick little thought experiment. How do we as just individuals respond to this stuff? And I would submit to you, there's a very simple way. You don't have to do tons of research. You don't have to have tons of knowledge. There's just a very simple way to know if this is something you should respond to, something you should get upset about. Whatever you're looking at, whether it's media or blog post or anything, this is a very, very simple rule for you. If it makes you anxious, if you make it makes you angry, if it makes you judgmental, if it makes you condemn people, if it stirs up within you fear, all of that is flesh. And if your flesh is reacting, your flesh already knows it's false, because your flesh deals in lies. It's all lies. So if you're feeling that within you, you just need to take a pause, take a step back, say a little prayer, thank God for His kindness in your life. Just hold, do a little research, stay calm. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home. And sorry, this is so short today. I've just got an emergency pickup.